James Wiseman is on the Warriors. Klay Thompson might be injured. I've got my instant reaction to the draft and where the Warriors go from here minutes after the Warriors make their pick. It's coming up here next.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, the pick is in. James Wiseman is officially now a Golden State Warrior. The Warriors fill their need at center. They fill a need for more athleticism. They fill a need for size. This was always the logical pick. Well, I shouldn't say always, even though a lot of people slotted in Wiseman a long time ago. I've reported here and reported several times in writing at the Mercury News, the Warriors weren't always as captivated by Wiseman as they were after they saw him in Miami. But that workout opened their eyes to what they think that he can become. Right now, his role is going to be very simple. Run to the rim, set good screens out on the perimeter for guys like Steph and Draymond, and be a rim runner. Play that JaVale McGee role that was so effective for the Warriors. And you might say, well, JaVale McGee at number two in the draft, paying upwards of $8 million a year, maybe not a great value, but that's what he could just be day one. And so that's why with Wiseman, you always hear high floor. Now, the upside with Wiseman is what the Warriors are going to try to tap into. A lot of people who are very smart talk about his stance defensively, his upside on that end. I have my doubts about what Wiseman's going to be able to do defensively, at least right away. I think he's very slow to react to very basic concepts that the opposing offense is doing. He was out of position a lot in just basic pick and roll coverage, and that's something that could be exploited. But on the Warriors, they can keep him out of those types of situations. Marquese Chris has become a much more stable defender in his years in the NBA. If Kevon Looney is 100%, he's your guy that you're going to use in heavy pick and roll concept when you're playing teams with heavy pick and roll concepts. So with Wiseman, he could play more of, yeah, he'll be JaVale McGee on offense, but he's going to be more Andrew Bogut, Zaza Pachulia on defense. Play him in drop coverage. Let him hang out in the paint. Let him just be 7 feet tall, 240 pounds, as close to the rim as possible. That is the role he'll play on defense. And then after a while, coaches, you know, during practices, will work on making him a more well-rounded defender, work on the on his footwork, his lateral versatility, which is something he's worked on at DBC Fitness in Miami with the trainer, by the way, who worked with guys like LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, and got the most out of their bodies. But I think Wiseman is going to be able to afford on Golden State to come along slowly. And so I think it's a really good fit for Wiseman. I still would have preferred Anthony Edwards, but Anthony Edwards was off the board. He went number one to Minnesota. But Wiseman there at number two, it seemed as closer that we got to the draft that was going to be the pick. Because of the workout that he had in Miami, the interviews that he had with the Warriors, they only had three games of film to watch him for months, okay? And this is why I was reporting before that the Warriors were low on Wiseman. For months, all they had was 69 minutes of film and what other people said about Wiseman to go off of. And that's why the front office was split. Yes, he was always 7 feet tall. Yes, he always was able to run the floor like a gazelle. Yes, he was always able to jump and dunk and do these things. But it's really hard to draft somebody at number two with so little information. Eventually, the NBA started rolling out Zoom calls with these prospects. That helped his case in Golden State's front office. And then that in-person, and then they rolled out 10 in-person workouts for teams to go ahead and visit and meet these guys in person. The Warriors flew to Miami. It was Joe Lacob, Bob Myers, and Steve Kerr. Flew to Miami, saw Wiseman in person, workout. Where Steve Kerr specifically was very impressed by James Wiseman's size and physicality. And that started to win over Bob Myers and Joe Lacob and all of that. They took him out to dinner. You get the impression, just based on these Zoom calls, that he does well in those situations. He says a lot of the things that you want to hear: stay humble, work hard, those sort of things. And that's what ultimately gave him the edge, is the physical presence, the maturity, that belief that he is going to work on those shortcomings, because Wiseman, like every other player in this draft, isn't perfect and has major flaws in his game. And so if you're the Warriors, you want to have these in-person meetings, which is something they stressed all along, because you want to believe that, hey, you have talent. That's why you're going to be picked at the top of this draft. But everything that you can't do we trust you to work on that? Do you have the work ethic and the dedication to work and clean up those things? They believe Wiseman does. And they also believe that they have the infrastructure and the ecosystem to get the most out of Wiseman that allows him to come along slowly, that will allow him to one day blossom into an all-star. Right now, just be a role player. Roll to the rim on offense, hang back, protect the rim, grab rebounds on defense. The Warriors need rebounding help. They need help protecting the rim, and they need a lob threat to improve that vertical spacing and all those things. So it makes sense at the end of the day. The Warriors fell in love with Wiseman. They locked in on him at number two. The trade back idea never materialized. They ultimately viewed Wiseman's upside as too good to pass up on, and now he is the Golden State's future at center. We'll talk about that a little bit more next, but first, let's talk about Built Go. Whether it's your mental or physical wall, break through it with Built Go every day. These easy-to-carry, one-and-a-half-ounce packages are perfect to bring in your briefcase or in your gym bag. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for the body. And I am tired tonight, people. I should have used a Built Go. I should have had a Built Go packet ready to go for me, but I didn't. Could have used it. I'm going to order them. Comes in three delicious flavors: peanut butter, honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein, a fast-absorbing protein that promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you feel better and look better. So here's the offer. Visit BuiltGo.com and use the promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 30% off on your next order. Use the promo code LOCKED for 30% off at BuiltGo.com. Tune in on Friday morning for a mailbag. I'm sure you have a ton of questions now. Before it was all about the draft, now I'm sure it's all about after that. Free agency opens on Friday. We'll have a ton of news about that too on Friday, so make sure to tune in then. But as far as Golden State's future now with Wiseman, immediately he fills a role. He can get on the court. He's going to compete for playing time with Marquese Chriss and Kevon Looney, like I said, but and with Draymond Green, by the way, at center. I still believe that Draymond Green is the guy that's going to close games in most matchups. But Wiseman's going to be able to close games, too, against certain matchups, maybe against the Lakers where they have Anthony Davis, and maybe you want to use Draymond Green to guard LeBron James or something like that. He'll be an option. But for now, he's going to be splitting minutes with Green and Looney and Chris at center. And that's okay. I don't know how many minutes Wiseman's going to get a night. It's probably not 28 minutes a night. It's probably not 30 minutes a night. Okay, it's probably a lot less. It might be 20. Maybe. Okay? It really depends on how far he comes along and how many minutes they want to distribute to these other players and whether or not all these guys make the final roster, by the way. But the immediate position there is obvious. The immediate fit there is obvious. This is also a long-term play for the Warriors. This is insurance for when Draymond Green goes into the next phase of his career. Draymond is not going to age well. He's an elite defender still. And when he's engaged and motivated, he is certainly that. And I think he will be this year. But I don't know how much longer he can be that. 2 years? 3 years? Maybe? Tops? And at that point, you're going to need a new anchor to your defense. And we don't know if it's going to be Klay Thompson with all of his injuries, and we'll get to that here in a minute. Wiseman has the potential to now anchor your defense for the second half of this decade. And that was a major factor in the Warriors' decision to draft Wiseman at number two. They believe that he can solidify things 5 years from now. If he becomes this next generation type center, if everything comes together, right, and he's able to space the floor on offense by shooting threes, and he says that he's worked a lot on that over the summer and that his jump shot has gotten a lot better, I hope it has. When you watch him on film, the form looks good. It looks like he has touch. He certainly has touch near the rim. And so you'd like to believe that translates to a decent three-point shooter. Now, I don't know that he's going to be Kristaps Porzingis out there, right? I don't think he's going to be Karl-Anthony Towns from three-point range. But if he could become a 35% shooter from three-point range, that's pretty good. So if he becomes that and then fixes a lot of these kinks on defense, the footwork, the recognition, the feel, the basketball IQ stuff, all that stuff, if he can get a lot better on that end, and he needs to get a lot better, and he's got the physical traits to guard multiple positions and guard on the perimeter. He has the physical traits to do that. He just needs to put it all together in his head. He needs to put it all together in a recognition and of concepts and things like that. If he can do that, then you have a next-generation type center. That's what the Warriors are banking on, is that they can get him close to that, if not completely at that level. So that's the long-term play. Now, what do the Warriors do from here? Well, it depends. They've got their position at center filled now with Wiseman, Chris, and Looney. I don't know that they go after another veteran center. Maybe they could at the minimum. You can go and get another big body if you feel like you need to add another body to that position. We know that the Warriors have carried up to six centers on their roster before. I wouldn't count that out. But the immediate need now is depth on the perimeter. All right, going into this offseason, we knew that they were going to address depth with the trade exception probably, which they could still use. They have the mid-level exception, just below $6 million a year, and they also have minimum contracts that they can give away. Depth on the perimeter is the next thing. That's what we're going to talk about next, and how Klay Thompson's injury impacts Golden State's plans going forward here on Locked On Warriors. So before the draft started, Klay Thompson, it was reported, hurt his leg, suffered a lower leg injury in the right leg during a workout Wednesday in Southern California. Now, I was able to confirm that news, but I was not able to confirm whether or not it's the severity of the injury, because he's going to be undergoing tests in the next couple days. So we're not going to know probably for a little while. But there's already fear out there, and John Hollinger from The Athletic and Hollinger and Duncan, a Locked On Podcast Network show, said that he's hearing that it could be a heel injury. And usually with a heel injury, you get worried that it could be an Achilles. Now, I don't want to go so far as to speculate, but if it is an Achilles, and by the way, just because it was a right leg injury and he's rehabbing from a left ACL injury does not mean the two injuries are not related. When you tear your left ACL, you end up overcompensating on the other leg, the right leg in this case. And an Achilles injury is largely a pressure injury, right? And so if he did tear his Achilles, then this is another 12 months probably of Klay Thompson being out. I doubt that he plays this next season. So that's what's at stake here. Again, we don't know how severe the injury is. It might not be an Achilles tear. It could be a strain, which is far less severe. It could be not an Achilles injury whatsoever. We have no idea. Best case is that he's still, maybe he misses the start of training camp, but he's still able to start the season December 22nd. Maybe you hold him out until early January. Best case scenario. Worst case scenario, it's an Achilles thing and he's out for another season and the Warriors have to seriously consider their future at shooting guard. But for now, they still have a need on the perimeter with or without Klay. And before the draft, I was asked on our Locked On Live show during draft night whether or not the Klay Thompson news should impact the Golden State Warriors draft strategy. I said no. You've prepared for months for this draft, believing that Klay Thompson would be ready. And even if he's not, it's too late in the game to change your strategy. It would have been too late in the game to say, you know what, we like Wiseman more, but we're going to go ahead and take LaMelo Ball here at number two just as insurance for Klay Thompson. They don't know the severity of the injury because he hadn't undergone the tests yet. They just know that he's injured. You can't overreact to that. And you can't change up your draft board. Whoever you thought the best player available was, you needed to take. And obviously they thought that that was Wiseman. And everything's connected, by the way. If Klay Thompson is indeed hurt, you're going to have a problem on defense anyway. Right? And Wiseman, at least at first, is going to be the best defender who is available there as far as Wiseman and LaMelo. Offensively, you're going to need to find production somewhere, and Wiseman averaged more than 19 points per game in three games at Memphis. You can get production at the rim there. So you don't need to just replace one position with another position. That said, the Warriors' need for depth on the perimeter is even more profound now, And I think their motivation to use this trade exception just grew. Maybe before you can afford to just say, all right, let's sign Austin Rivers or Jeremy Lin or and maybe bring back Glenn Robinson or, you know, make moves like that. Now, you better use this trade exception to go find somebody. Because if Klay Thompson's not there, you have a huge hole to fill. And even if he is there, this is a guy coming off of now two injuries to his lower body. You better have insurance. And the trade exception is going to be the best way to find that insurance. Now, I don't know who's out there. Ricky Rubio, Danny Green, those guys have already been moving around. Maybe Danny Green would have been a great option. He's off the table now after being moved from Oklahoma City to Philadelphia. Ricky Rubio is reportedly getting traded to the Timberwolves back, you know, where he started his NBA career. I don't know where that leaves them with the trade exception. Do you call the Nets about Spencer Dinwiddie? Would New Orleans listen on George Hill? The Knicks, I mean, they've got Wayne Ellington sitting there as a three-point shooter. That's not ideal, especially defensively, but maybe that's an option. Would the Pelicans be willing to give up if J.J. Redick? And here's one for you. The Rockets, they're probably motivated to get off of Eric Gordon. If the Warriors think that he can have a bounce back year, I'm sure they'd be more than willing to give him up. That's a tough salary to swallow, though, if you're Golden State. So I don't know about that. But they need to use this trade exception now on somebody to either back up Klay Thompson or play minutes that he's not going to be able to fill this season. If I'm the Warriors, now that Wiseman's here, that's my next order of business. Regardless of what happens with Klay Thompson here, I need to make sure that I use this trade exception by the expiration date on November 23rd to make sure that I have insurance in case he can't go. And then I'm filling out the rest of the roster with the mid-level exception and things like that. Unfortunately, there's not a ton of great free agent wings out there that the Warriors can get with the mid-level exception. So I think the trade exception is going to be even more important to go ahead and address that position in the next couple days. All right, that's it for my instant analysis of the draft. Of course, a lot more coming as we get more Klay Thompson injury news, as we hear more about Wiseman, as we hear more. By the way, I'm recording this before the second round picks were made by the Warriors. I figured I will save that, dedicate this episode to Wiseman and Klay Thompson. I can't imagine that the second round picks are going to change their plans a whole lot going forward. I'll address that on our next episode Friday morning. Get to some mailbag questions then, and of course, throughout the next few days, covering everything you need to know as far as what the Warriors are doing in free agency and what they end up doing with that trade exception. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. Thanks to Built Go for sponsoring the episode. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here Friday morning.